Victimi Paschali laudes, immolent Christiani, agnus redemit oves, Christos innocens, patri. Christians, let us praise the victim, the Easter victim. The lamb has redeemed the sheep. Christ, the innocent one of the Father, has reconciled sinners. That is the first lines from the sequence, the optional sequence for Easter. The Victimi Paschali, an ancient hymn which proclaims that Christ has risen from the dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ, once crucified, has been raised. The Gospel recounts these details in much detail. Moment by moment, it names people, it names events, it names sequences. And then we come to the part where Mary Magdalene, she came early. She had to rest because it was the Sabbath. And then early on the morning, she comes to the tomb and sees it open. But our Lord comes, she does not recognize him. Why does she not recognize him? Because he has risen from the dead. We proclaim the true resurrection of Christ's body. He has truly risen. The body that was born on Christmas, that was crucified on Good Friday, is the same body that rose from the dead on Easter. The resurrection is not a myth. It's not a tale. It is a true fact. Because St. Paul says, if Christ had not risen, our faith would be meaningless. But we believe our faith is very meaningful. So Christ has risen from the dead. We have witnesses. That's why the Gospels name these people. It names Simon Peter, Mary Magdalene, and the one whom Jesus loved, known to be St. John, because he wouldn't refer to himself as John. He referred to himself as the beloved disciple. We have people that witnessed the resurrection, people that have touched him. Next week is Divine Mercy Sunday. Also known as the one where St. Thomas sticks his finger into the side of Christ. That proves for him that Jesus is truly risen from the dead. And so we proclaim Christ risen from the dead. The one body that died, that was laid in the tomb, is now reigning forever. It rose from the dead. It exists on a much higher sphere, but it is the true body. And so today, the Easter celebration, we proclaim this resurrection. We also celebrate the fact that Christ has conquered death and sin. Christ is the new lamb, as St. Paul writes in the first letter to the Corinthians. Christ, our paschal lamb, has been sacrificed. The old sacrifices of the old temple are no more. They have no more meaning. They were only a foreshadowing, a preparation for the one true lamb. Christ is the lamb that was sacrificed on Calvary on Good Friday, but he is now the lamb that has risen and reigns forever. And so today, Easter Sunday, it's a day for us to rejoice. We sing the Alleluia, but we didn't sing during Lent. So for 40 days, we did not say that word. And we also have the Easter candle, this candle that was blessed last night at the Easter Vigil. It is now reigning tall and reigning supreme, reminds us that Christ is our light in the darkness. Christ, the light that shatters sin and death. Christ, the resurrected one, who promises us our own resurrection. And this is the faith that we have all professed as Christians. At our baptism, if we're baptized as infants, our parents did it for us. And as we get to age, we are better prepared to profess it for ourselves. And many people profess the faith later on in life as adults. Last night we had 4 people come and enter into full communion with the Catholic Church. 2 were baptized and 2 were confirmed. One was already a Catholic, but she was completing her initiation. So by the end of the night yesterday, 4 members were in full membership in the Catholic Church. And they professed the faith, and everyone professed the faith. And today, very soon, we're going to renew our baptismal promises. We're going, on this solemn day of the resurrection, we're going to renew it in that context. And then the priests, Father Blonde and I, will go around and spray you with holy water. It won't be too much water, so you don't need your umbrella. But it's to remind us that just as the waters were blessed as our baptism, we were washed clean in the resurrected waters, so too today we will renew our faith, the faith that is renewed every Easter, which is the great feast of our Lord's resurrection.